broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues now. This is the broadcast for September 16th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour 2 of 2. And our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide, and believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, absolutely brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face. We reject revolution, but stand for restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, Kirk Crosby.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. Our guest in just seconds. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk to you about this FCC commissioner first.
Yes, FCC commissioner. Yeah, well, we're talking about, you know, apparently, Sam, they're saying that free content might violate the agency's internet conduct standard. So, you know,
let me get this right. Free content meaning content that no one's given permission to, or content that, like, I create the content for Liberty Roundtable and you help me create it, so it's our intellectual property, and we say that people have the right to use it as long as they don't take it out of context. Miranda did exactly that the other day, but nevertheless, we say that people have the right to copy. Please do. We just ask that they're intellectually honest in doing so about who we are, what we say, et cetera, et cetera. Is that violating the FCC, Kurt?
Well, Sam, see, that's the whole point, at least to me, about the whole article. And that is, they can pretty much make up whatever rules they want.
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
You know, in the end, you know, if you've got a friendly FCC commissioner, hey, you know, and he kind of likes you, then hey, you know, you're okay. But on the other hand, according to pjmedia.com, well, there, you might call it internet rules, a solution that won't work for a problem that doesn't exist. You know, and you look at these
and
different
FCC commissioners. And it's PJ Papa Julia, PJ Media?
Yes.
.com.
PJmedia.com.
All right, give them credit for the story.
Yeah, and for example, he says, if you're a T-Mobile wireless customer and you have a data cap, you might think, well, I have to be careful about how I consume data. Well, T-Mobile has a program called Music Freedom, which exempts certain programs like Spotify and Pandora from those data caps. So if you listen to a bunch of songs when you're walking around, that content doesn't count against your data cap. That's what he said during an internet regulation discussion that was hosted by the Federalist Society. Then he went on to say, so generally speaking, free content seems to be a good thing for most wireless consumers, but the agency, talking about the FCC, explicitly
By the way, the
said,
unconstitutional agency.
Yeah, good point. You won't find it in the Constitution, that's right. But the agency explicitly said that that could be considered a net neutrality violation under the Internet Conduct Standard, and that simply raises the question, how far will this Internet Content Standard go? What kinds of business practices that innovative new competitors might want to introduce might be frowned upon by the FCC, he added.
Frowned upon?
Yeah.
That means use all unconstitutional. Now, Miranda, don't get confused on this. Judge, jury, and executioner ideas all in one government unconstitutional agency there. And we reject the concentration of power going on here. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't really mean that the FCC is executing people. I really didn't, okay? I'm just saying, yeah. You know. But I really reject the concentration of power without oversights or checks and balances. The founders would be turning in their graves, Miranda. Just saying. All right. James Edwards, he's the Trump advocate himself on your radio. Welcome, sir.
Sam, great time of year. 5 days shy of the first day of fall. Then we've got all the good weather and the Christmas season, not far beyond that. It's a great day in Memphis today, a great day to be on the radio, a great day to be a Trump supporter. Hey, you know, the FCC wrote all that with you in mind, Sam. You know that, right?
Absolutely. They don't like me to be able to share my content for free that I create. They don't like that. Wait a minute. Content for free that I created and they want to say? Wait a minute. Who gives them control, rights, manipulation of my intellectual private property, huh? I want to freely share it with all who want to listen. I give it to the, I wouldn't say public domain, because I do have a couple of restrictions. You have the right to copy, please do. But I do expect people to be intellectually honest and not to manipulate things out of context, James. Is that a fair?
Well, that's never happened. I mean, when has that ever happened once with regards to a program on this network where they wrote a story, matter of fact, who, what, where, when, and why, just the facts, ma'am, without any editorializing or without any use of improper descriptive words? Not once in my years on the watch here.
Did you hear I had a 50-minute conversation yesterday with Miranda Blue?
No, I didn't.
All right, we talked about it all last hour. You got to go check that out.
Morning. Yeah, you got to tell me about that.
She felt badgered, sir.
Ah.
And well,
you're a badgering kind of guy. Anybody that doesn't have to drop your shirt around.
In my response to Miranda is, at least I call, though, before I report and get your take. She never called me before she gave her take on our deal, right?
Well, they never do. And you know, this is the media. Of all the things that I've ever read written about you, about myself, I'm not sure, at least, you know, you might have a slightly different experience, Sam, but in my cases, less than 5% of the articles or any of the excerpts, the people that are capturing audio from our program, people who are taking text from things we've written on our websites, less than 5% of the people writing these articles have ever reached out to talk to me about what they're writing about. They cherry-pick things, take it out of context, drop it in there, write the story. It's vulgar. It's flagrantly dishonest. And that's,
I call it intellectually dishonest, James, because in Miranda's case, she got the quotes exactly right. She had the audio to back it up, but I would submit to you that she was factually correct and intellectually dishonest.
Well, yeah, okay, right, okay, but that's, well, you know, and again, I guess you get to the point where you're splitting hairs, but no, I think we're on the same
page. My point is that if you debate the facts with them, they'll just play the audio and say, you did say that, James, you did, but the problem is it's right. Not intellectually correct at all.
Well, again, that gets back to, I think people understand context, and that when you're talking about a story, if you take, and I can give an example that happened recently with me, with, I can't even remember who it was, Raw Story or Media Matters. Well, it's all of them, and it's every time. But, I mean, they'll take something out of context. You know, a single, you know, sentence or 5 seconds of audio that's, you know, centered in a long commentary, and that's what they'll play. Oh, see, he said it. This is what he said. Well, he was right. But, see, people, like, honest people, well, first of all, I mean, you don't have to convince anybody listening to this network, and really you don't have to convince any right-thinking American that the media is dishonest and biased. And so they know that to begin with. But I think
Donald's been telling that story to where everybody knows it now. By the way, conservative group plans to start ad campaign with Trump as the target, says Nicholas Confessor and Alan Rapport. They say a deep-pocketed organization with a long list of Republicans plans to start an ad campaign aimed at Donald J. Trump in an effort to weaken him among the voters who have made him an unlikely but powerful candidate for president. It's called the Club for Growth. Have you heard of these people?
Well, I saw that Donald had posted on Twitter that they asked him for, you know, allegedly for $1 million, and he turned them down. He didn't donate to whoever they are, and so now they're attacking him, according to him.
I don't know much about the Club for Growth. Do you know about him, Kurt?
You know, I heard a little bit of talk about it. I think, I'm not sure if that was on the Donald Trump, audio that we listened to or where I heard it. But apparently, in my opinion, it's, these Republican insiders. Now, you're talking about the kingmakers, the guys who basically want to choose their guy and, you know, give him to us. And then we're just supposed to vote for him. But That's about all I know.
You're pretty close. I mean, you're actually right over the target. I'm at their website right now. This makes you glad you lived this long, right, guys? You can get on the internet. I'm at their website, and the worst kind of politician has a big picture of Donald Trump, and it says that they are a national network of over 100,000 pro-growth, whatever that means, limited government Americans who share in the belief that prosperity and opportunity can come from economic freedom. Now, if they really believe that, wouldn't they be for the guy that at least pretends that he's for keeping jobs for America, you know, getting us fair trade deals and things like that? I mean, it would certainly appear to be, but we know how it all is.
Hey, you can't have the truth, James. Hold on, you're just a racist. That's all I'm saying. Liberty Roundtable Live. By the way, don't take me out of context. It was a joke.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. I don't really think James Edwards is a racist. I think that's a charge that they always toss on us. When they don't have intellectual arguments to make their points, they want to toss out the racist card. They want to toss out the terrorist card or the Patriot Movement card or the whatever latest slam they want to make, creating labels to push their hostile, belligerent agenda against us, never mind the truth or accuracy in media. That's how they roll. Miranda tried to label Sam as part of the Patriot Movement. Sam rejects that notion. I asked Miranda if she was part of the Patriot Movement. She said, well, she's a patriot, but she's just not part of the movement. Okay, good luck with that one there, Miranda. Now, James Edwards is with us, thepoliticalcesspool.com. org is his website. He is a well-known talk show host. He's also the author of a book called Racism Schmacism. And they're going to call you a racist if you're a white male, no matter what. And you know what? You're wasting your time to try to tell people that you're not, because they already know you're not. All right? Now, this conservative group plans to start an ad campaign against Donald Trump as the target, and Glenn Beck must be getting paid, gentlemen, because Glenn Beck's leading the charge. Glenn Beck says Trump supporters are racist. You got it? So you are a racist because you support Trump, right, James? Wrong.
Well, that and for many other reasons, according to stickos like Glenn Beck. But first of all, I don't even want to be on the same side. I mean, Glenn Beck is obviously mentally ill, and I don't mean that jokingly, and I'm not trying to be glib. I mean, anybody that has this huge rally, gets all these Tea Party people there in Washington, D.C., and then starts crying and blubbering like a madman, saying that he's, you know, so moved that he can stand, you know, a step below where Martin Luther King stood. It's just such an honor to stand below King's feet. Or, you know, all of a sudden, people who want to secure the border are racist, you know, I guess. And this is the thing that really endears Donald Trump to me above anything else, is that, you know, he is in the same camp with all of us. Now, who had ever heard that Donald Trump was a racist before he came out and said a nation without borders is not a nation? Everybody knows that's true.
A country without laws or rules is not a country.
All of that. And they have really gone out. You know, this is not the first. Glenn Beck's not the first, although he's the first phony conservative, I guess. Well, not the first phony conservative, but somebody that passes as a conservative. I don't think we'll count Charles Krauthammer and that crowd as that. But somebody who really has people tricked into believing that he might be a conservative. Glenn Beck's probably the most prominent state that has come out and just dismissed everybody who believes that we need to secure our borders or get trade agreements that benefit Americans and some of the other things, battling political correctness, some of the things that Trump has made it's his hallmark signature issues with this campaign. You know, to say that everybody who believes like that, which is in the entire Republican base, I might add, the people who actually vote for them.
It's the broad brush that never flies. But here's what Glenn Beck said. Glenn Beck said Trump supporters are racist. And then he went on and he doubled down against the Tea Party. This is interesting. Glenn Beck said this. Radio host Glenn Beck tarred Donald Trump supporters on Tuesday as racists who lied about their Tea Party membership. Now, did you lie about your Tea Party membership there, James?
Well, I couldn't because I was never a member. You know, I sympathize, to be sure.
Hold on. How do you become a member of the Tea Party, sir?
Well, of course, there's no membership card, and there's, you know, if you went to a rally, you're a member. But what the guy
okay.
told me about phonies like Beck, I didn't want any part of it.
Now, Donald Trump gave a speech in Texas that was about an hour and 9 minutes long or something like that we just listened to. Kurt, he even addressed, that's Donald Trump, addressed his support for and appreciation to Tea Party members, right?
Yes, he did. He said there's some of the way I remember it, he said there's some of the best folks on the planet, you know, great lovers of America. They get beat up quite a bit, you know, and I think he was right about them.
He wasn't distancing himself from the Tea Party, that's for sure. So I don't see how Tea Party members lied about their membership. But here's what Glenn Beck went on to say. He said Tea Party members were against Barack Obama because of they claimed his ideology. However, Glenn Beck now says it's really because Barack Obama's black. And that's why we're racist if you're a Tea Party member or a Tea Party believer or supporter in any way, because it's really Donald Trump has the same views as Barack Obama, and therefore it can't really be about ideology like you claim. It's really about his race, and so you're a racist. And you kind of lied about your Tea Party beliefs because, hey, fundamentally, if you disagree with Barack, you'd have to disagree with Trump. And my problem with Glenn Beck is he just quantum leaped out of the stratosphere, James.
Well, Sam, he's getting paid. I think you can believe that and put faith in that beyond much shadow of doubt. I mean, I can guarantee you that the average Glenn Beck listener is much more in line with the kind of red meat that Donald Trump is serving up than the weak tea that Glenn Beck wants you to sip on all day. I can guarantee you that. And listen, it's coming from both sides. You got Glenn Beck on one side. You know, it's coming from the establishment. It's coming from the whores. Coming from the shills. And then you got Joe Biden, who said yesterday that Donald Trump is sick. His message is sick. It's sick to want to secure the borders. It's xenophobic to want to secure the borders. Now, if we had a border with, you know, Germany, they probably wouldn't mind. You know, we'd keep all the white people out. But no, you know, they're the ones who are really seeing race and all this. Who wouldn't want to secure the border? If you don't want to secure your borders, I mean, that's borderline treason as far as I'm concerned. I think you could certainly make an argument that anybody who is for blatantly violating the Constitution, blatantly overlooking which laws you're going to enforce, should be removed from office at least. Donald Trump's speaking out about this, and that's why he's got so much support. And it's really establishment versus the populist grassroots of the Republican Party who is behind Trump. You know, he and Carson have gotten basically half of the 16-person field to themselves. Everybody else is more than 20 points below them. That's incredible. And that really is a repudiation versus everything that Glenn Beck and people like that group you mentioned, Club for Growth, whatever. You know, it's a complete repudiation of what they stand for. And for me, I just love watching this. I love watching the peasants with pitchforks, as Buchanan called them, rising up against these creeps. It's been very encouraging.
You're right about that, and here's what I find fascinating about this Trump story. I listened to a minute, I think it was 9 seconds long, clip of Trump's Texas speech, the whole speech.
You mean an hour and nine
minutes? I'm sorry, an hour and 9 minutes. Sorry, an hour and 9 minutes, Kirk. Good call. Thank you, sir. And I'm telling you, I don't agree with Trump on a lot. I don't think he's genuine. I think that there's a game playing. I really kind of reject this idea that America is going to be so incredible. One man, he almost believes that he's like a Jesus Christ figure, that, man, you put your faith in Trump and he'll just fix everything for you. See, I don't believe that rhetoric. However, there were plenty of common sense points that he made in his speech that I have to agree with, and I give him credit for those. I'm not really excited about Trump's name on a wall, and it'd be a beautiful wall, says Trump. I'm not really excited about that piece. All I'm telling you is he does have a lot of common sense viewpoints. And, well, Glenn Beck says he's kind of, that reminds you of kind of like the Nazis and some of those people that want to be grandized as kind of a kingmaker, Kurt. Kingmakers want their names on stuff, right? So that was kind of the point Glenn Beck made. And Glenn Beck finishes by saying that Donald Trump scares the heck out of him because he believes it's kind of like a tyrannical guy. On one hand, he talks freedom. On the other hand, he's pretty. And I will say this, though, Trump's a great speaker. There's no question he's interesting to listen to. Leaders like that do scare me to some degree because you kind of wonder what their real agenda is. I don't know. There was a lot in his speech, though, that in my opinion, is hard to disagree with because it really was pages out of the founder's blue book, or the playbook, if you will. What do you say, Kurt? You heard the whole thing, right?
Yeah, I listened to it several times, and I really enjoyed it. Now, I'm not telling you that... as you mentioned, Jesus Christ, that he is, returned now in the form of a blonde-haired New York.
He did kind of make it sound like if you were to embrace Trump, though, man, I mean, you would take the whole country to the moon, didn't he?
Well, here's what I get from him, at least in my opinion. Number one, he spoke for an hour and 9 minutes without a teleprompter.
I can do that.
Yes, you could.
All right.
There's a lot of people that really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too,
and
Kurt.
His stuff was pretty impressive to me, compared to the stuffy kind of politicians we're used to.
Kurt's right about that. Hold on, James. Kurt's right about that. Your response in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live with James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, riding shotgun on your radio.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
We're talking about Donald Trump. We're going to move to the debates in seconds. Glenn Beck says Trump supporters are racist. Radio host Glenn Beck tarred Trump supporters, said they're racists who lied about their Tea Party memberships. Okay, I think that Glenn Beck in this case is delusionary. No one lied. Donald Trump in his speech in Texas said how much he loved the Tea Party folks. So there you go. But the bottom line here in my mind is this. Whether you like or disagree with Trump, whether you think he's a concern or a threat or a positive thing or whatever, there's a lot of the patriots that are split on this issue. Okay, I know James Edwards really is not deceived by Trump and has concerns, but overall he's saying, hey, Trump is saying and doing so many of the right things. How can I reject that? I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but I think that's kind of what he's saying is, you know what? Let's support the good that he does. And I think Kurt is saying the same thing. Kurt, is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, I'd say that would be pretty accurate.
Okay. And so Kurt listened to the whole Donald Trump speech, and I concur with Kurt. Donald's interesting to listen to. You know, he's a well-known corporate speaker for literally decades. And he's got a point. He's like, hey, you know what? We want to build some infrastructure in America. Buddy, I can build it better than anybody. Okay, and ego's not a problem for the guy. But all I'm telling you is he's right. He's got a track record. Way better than government to build something. I'll tell you that right now. So, you know, it's hard to down Donald Trump because a lot of what he says and does is correct. I question the genuineness of his campaign. In other words, I question if he'll really do what he claims he'll do. I question his kind of, I mean, he's above a rock star status kind of a thing. I mean, he's just running around going, women absolutely love me. They just do. Women love me.
You know? Well, what he said was that according to, you know, the different pieces of media, that he was surging with women. And he was kind of talking about at that time is the different media pieces, and this goes to your point, Sam, about the whole he who owns the media makes the rules. He didn't mention that exact phrase, but he really did.
He certainly hammered it home, though. You're right.
You know, when he said basically, you know, here he was in New Hampshire, I guess almost 41%. They said he was 40, but they hardly even mentioned him. You know, he wasn't surging, of course, but everybody else, Carly Fiorina.
Yeah, with 3% Carly surging.
Everybody else. they were all surging, but, you know, he wasn't. And
good point.
You know, and it was just interesting to hear his take and to, you know, hear his interaction with the crowd. And,
agreed.
And I mean, it's just tough to say that out of the ones where choices were given, and that the ones with courage enough, see, that's where the other part about him camp, you know, funding his own campaign and things.
And he talked a lot about that in his speech too.
Yeah, you know, and how many people want to give him millions of dollars right now? And he asked the crowd if he took $200 million, you know, that he knew he could get just like that at the drop of the hat, how they would feel, and they dissuaded him in that.
It was basically a boo, big know. Boo.
Yeah.
And Donald mentioned a lot of things. He fleshed out a little bit more of his campaign details. I got to give him credit for that. Kurt, on the speech, he talked about lowering taxes. He talked about not being compromised and being able to have the guts and the ability to say what you want to say. He fleshed out a little bit more about how he'd get Mexico to pay for the wall. He talked about trade deficits and how they're insane. He even talked about Sam Bushman's key idea for the Republicans, which was to repatriate the money held overseas right now because the taxes are too high. He tripled down on that, Kurt, and I'm going to give him credit. Good for him. Yes. He might be listening to Liberty Roundtable in his car, Kurt.
Well, he should be.
Yeah, heard that. James, what do you say about all that? There's our assessment of his hour and 9 minute speech, sir.
Well, it was great. I didn't watch all of it. I watched most of it. I did watch all of his one in Mobile and, of course, the first debate. I'm going to be watching the debate tonight. I know we're about to talk about that. But a couple of things from that speech in Dallas. You know, just the rhetoric. You know, you say, and I know that there's a split. It's very hard to get a consensus, even amongst our own brothers, with regards to who to vote for. Because, as I said in my program last Saturday night, which you guest starred on, Sam, you know, some people believe you got to vote for the worst just to hasten the fall of America. You know, some very good people who agree with us on every issue are going to say they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. And then you got some people, obviously the majority, say they're going to go, with Trump. And then, you know, people are going to vote their conscience, go third party. It's hard to get a consensus on voting. But with regards to, is Trump genuine, is he not? Well, you know, who knows? Who knows? But I'll tell you this, I know there is another guy on stage that I think might be more genuine as far as that goes. And with his attitude, you know, look, the guy's a billionaire. So he's got moxie, he's got ego. But I think people like the aggressiveness. I think people like the confidence. They like people who are going to stand up and make these bold statements that the other candidates just they don't have it in them. And then very quickly before we move on to the debates, the thing in Texas, he called the United States a dumping ground for the rest of the world. I have been saying that in the exact same words, word for word, verbatim, for years and years. He says, you people are suffering. I'm in New York. They're there, too, talking about the illegal aliens. They're all over the place. This is a movement that's happening. I'm not going anywhere. I'm telling you, I'm not going anywhere. And then the crowd cheers wildly when he bashes the media, the Republican operatives, like we've been talking about, people like Karl Rove, when he challenges the energy level of his rivals. I mean, this guy has really become a force of nature. And if you want to talk about who are the so-called racists, you know, is it the people like the Democrats and the establishment media and phonies like Glenn Beck would say the racists are the people who are supporting Donald Trump? Or is it those who oppose Donald Trump? You know, I've seen increasingly, Sam and Kurt, footage of these illegal aliens, presumably illegal aliens, but certainly people of Mexican descent, you know, going around in these dump Trump rallies with piñatas. They're beating these piñatas that have really accentuated the blonde hair, blue-eyed features of Donald Trump, who is, of course, a white man. So is that not racist, Tony? Would you not? And have you seen Donald Trump going out there and beating piñatas that look like, you know, Mexicans? You know, so who are the real...
You know, it's a great point. Now, Donald did mention, though, that, you know what, we want to bring people here from different countries for the right reasons legally. Kurt, you want to add to that? Because that was a huge point that, again, I agree with.
Yeah. You know, he talked about these different ones, whether they're from China or other places that come and participate in our major universities, and then they're sent back to their countries because they're not able to stay or not allowed to stay. And, you know, another point along that line, you know, James, and this probably goes with your point, but basically pointed out that there's quite a few, I guess you could say Hispanic folks who literally agree with the idea of cutting off the illegal immigration. You know, I guess there were people outside upset about his appearance, but they were also joined by an I guess some of the folks went against them as they came out. So you had the certain Mexican or, you know, Hispanic folks that are saying, oh, this Trump guy's evil, and that's how they're going to get coverage. And then the ones who support him were coming out saying, hey, man, you know, you guys are wrong.
Trump even referred to a lot of the Mexicans and other people that work for him, and he expressed gratitude for them.
Said they're good.
Said they're the good guys. Yeah. You know, you got to be fair about Trump's statements, not isolate his sound bites and manipulate them against him. Agree or disagree with Trump, you know, and I'm not defending Trump and changing my tune, folks. I still don't believe he's the guy for us, but I will give him credit where credit's due. Another huge point that I've always made, Kurt, and I'm going to triple down on this because Trump made the point too, and I give him credit. Again, he must be listening to Liberty Roundtable in his car. Trump talked about tariffs at the borders. And he talked about, hey, we need to lower taxes on the American people and put tariffs at the borders. And, hey, if you're going to bring this car in, for example, from Mexico to America, you're going to pay a 35% duty, a tax, a tariff.
Yeah.
You're just going to. It's that simple. And he talked about how insane it was for us to have these trade deficits, for us to move all these, you know, manufacturing plants overseas, et cetera. He talked about the insanity of that and said he'd basically put tariffs in place at the borders. And I agree with that, Kurt. I absolutely agree because that's constitutional, Kurt.
Yep, it is. And he didn't say the word tariffs that I know, but he did call it a tax. And he said, hey, you know, the Chinese, they ship anything here and we hardly ever charge them and the Japanese. And then he mentioned the Mexicans. And that's where he pointed out that, hey, this whole idea of them paying for the wall when we have a $60+ billion yearly trade deficit and the wall was going to cost, I guess some estimates are $10 billion. And he said that means you could do it for $4 billion and do it for a lot better. But, you know, I mean, he's on target with a number of issues.
Yeah, and then he talked about the $30+ billion trade deficit or whatever we got going on. He said, look, we could pay for it with it's peanuts. We could pay for it in the first year by just reducing the amount. Now, I really think that's the American taxpayers paying for it. So it's not really Mexico paying for it. But his point is that he would take it out of their hide, so to speak. And he really tripled down on this idea that if you need a real negotiator for America, we lose at everything. We absolutely lose at everything. And if you had a dealer like me, we wouldn't lose at everything. We'd actually win once in a while. Again, I agree with that. If you had Sam Bushman as your negotiator, you'd actually win once in a while, too, Kurt.
That's what I kept thinking about.
You know, just imagine Sam and Donald working the Mexican government over.
Yeah. Well, By the way, he still hasn't announced the running mate, Sam. So assuming he gets this nomination, I think you're still in the running.
I don't know, man. I'm not passing out my number to the Donald. He'd have to get me aboard.
Well, he won't take you if you want the job, so you got to play it cool.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Texas is in the news. Headline, Texas group tries to get secession question on the GOP primary ballot.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, incredible talk show every Saturday evening, syndicated by Liberty News Radio. Go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, check it out, listen to your heart's content live on Saturday evenings or on demand at your fingertips whenever you like. So the bottom line is the Tea Party, there's a group trying to get the secession question on the ballot, if you will. Kind of interesting. Texas group tries to get secession question on the GOP primary ballot. What do you say to that, Kurt?
Well, that'll liven things up. I mean, a lot of folks might even show up to vote for that. You know what I mean?
Good point. They want to secede, but they won't go vote for that, right? What do you say, James?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, it won't happen, and I'm not saying secession won't happen. Balkanization will happen in America if we don't change our course, that's for sure. But it won't get on the ballot. If it did get on the ballot, all bets are off. I'll tell you. You know, they would never allow us to secede even by voting the people. We know that the people's vote means nothing and that we really don't even have a government anymore. It's just whatever the Supreme Court wants. But if it came up for a public referendum, I would be mildly surprised if the majority of Texans voted for secession, but I wouldn't be shocked. I would not be shocked if the majority of Texans voted to secede from America because, you know, as bad as we have it here in Tennessee and in Utah with the illegal alien invasion, they've got it 100 times worse. And it would not surprise me at all if it got on the ballot, which it won't, that they would vote for that in public referendum. We saw it in Mississippi. In Mississippi, just, 10 years ago or so, 70% voted to keep the Confederate flag as part of their state flag design. I know that's a little bit of time removed and a totally different topic, but I'm telling you, folks, the way real Americans think versus the way the plutocratic elite think and feels.
And the way the mainstream press portrays it, James.
What's that, Sam?
And the way the mainstream press portrays what either camp thinks.
Well, that's right, of course. But it would be interesting. I'd like to see it on the ballot, but they'll stop that. Even if they did vote for it, they'd never allow people to get their wish.
All right, a couple of other quick stories to get to. Blue Cross Blue Shield. I guess they had a huge data breach. It affects 10.5 million customers, Kurt.
Well, there you go. Blue Cross, you know, everything's pretty safe. You put your info on a computer and, you know, of course, there's no danger there. I mean, you know, you might as well just put all your info out there. I mean, what are you worried about?
Yeah, what I thought I'd do is just release it all so that nobody could, like, breach it for me.
Yeah, that's right. Save time.
James?
I'm probably one of those 10.5 million. I am a Blue Cross Blue Shield policyholder. I guess if any identity thief get some information, maybe they'd have mercy on me when they see my premiums.
Yeah, maybe they'll go ahead and use some of that stolen credit card information to just pay your bills for you, sir. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I reported this on James Edwards' program last Saturday evening, thepoliticalcesspool.org. He was kind enough to have me as a guest, and I blew up the whole program. It was out of control. I basically said those who support Trump are kind of chasing after Jezebel in the Bible. They're going to get a pig in a poke, so to speak. It isn't going to turn out that well.
I always preferred Delilah.
Well, ouch. Wow. All right. I was thinking there's another girl for you, but that's just me. All right. Now, a white man submitted his poem, okay? He submitted his poem to poetry journals 40-plus times. And every time they said, hey, it's no good, your poem just won't cut it, buddy, and they rejected it. Over and over, 40 times they rejected this white man's poem. So he busted out and submitted it as Yi Fan Chu. And, well, under the Chinese pseudonym, his poem was designated one of the best of 2015. It got published. White man uses Chinese name to get previously rejected, 40 times previously rejected poem published, Russia Today. Now, this just tells you, are those poetry folks racist, James? What on earth is going on?
If you're politically correct, and I highly doubt that you are, well, except for the pimps of the media who are listening to this show to get content for their next story, but if you're politically correct, cover your ears, because here comes the hard truth. There is no greater discriminated class in America than heterosexual white males. Yeah, that's just a matter of fact. And this is a sort of a trivial example. We can kind of laugh at it, but it just serves as, you know, exhibit number 27 million in the case that I'm making here.
Well, if you're writing racism, smacism over that dude, to make the cut, wouldn't it?
We do a revised edition 2.0. This will definitely get a page in the book, in the updated version, because, you know, look, so the poem wasn't good enough when it was submitted by, you know, Joe Smith, but when, you know, the Chinese guy does it, it's you know, poet laureate level stuff. And it's the exact same poem, if I'm not mistaken.
It's the same poem, sir. It is, yeah. So there you go. White men can't jump and they can't write poetry, just so you know. All right, now, before the end of the hour, I got to pick on Glenn Beck one more time, because the things he says are just off the charts, Kurt. Off the charts, James. Glenn Beck vows to smuggle Syrian Christians into the United States, says WorldNet Daily. Glenn Beck says, I have former CIA people going over there vetting everybody right now. So Glenn Beck says he'll find a way to smuggle these, quote, Christian refugee Syrians into the United States. I'm going to stop asking for permission. I'm just going to get it done. We're going to vet them ourselves. I got former CIA folks on the job, he told the Daily Caller. Now, this is crazy, James.
Well, so here you have a national figure blatantly and publicly bragging that he's going to break the laws of this country. And where, you know, so it just goes, if you ever had any doubt that Glenn Beck wasn't part of the establishment, he wasn't part of the in crowd, I mean, this should, you know, can you imagine if I said, you know what, I'm going to South Africa and I'm going to bring back every South African I want, they're going to live here and I'm not going to ask permission and they're going to work here and they're going to, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. How far off the ground do you think that would get? Probably not much further than Beck is, when push comes to shove. Or as Keith Alexander, my co-host, says, after all is said and done, more will be said than done. But just the fact that he can, you know, talk like that and not raise any eyebrows, unless the government knows what I know, and that he's just a nut. But
he's raising stuff. He's raised about $7 or $8 million so far, you know, for this whole effort. And in, you know, partial defense of his idea, you know, with the whole Christians being persecuted over there, you know, what he says is that he says it's important to see that, hey, these individuals who are not being protected by, you know, their governments or our government, well, they need our help. And, you know, at least to me, there's some truth to that idea. Now, I kind of question whether, you know, the guy that brings in, I don't know how many millions it was, you know, that he needs somebody else. I'd kind of prefer him to fund it himself, kind of like Donald Trump funds his own campaign. But, you know, he is saying, hey, you know, we're going to take this, you know, 8 million or so that we've got so far, and we've got, we're hoping to save more than Schindler's saved by Christmas or whatever.
You ready for my headline?
800 and 1,200 people.
Glenn Beck becomes Coyote.
Well,
Isn't that right? Hold on. Isn't that correct, though? If you're going to smuggle illegals into America, isn't that what coyotes do?
Well, that's exactly what they do, Sam. And, of course, Kurt, I agree and sympathize with the fact that they're Christians. And, if you got to bring people over here legally. I would prefer to be members of our own faith, the faith that we share, the faith that does the country. But still, you can't, Christian or not. And I would prefer them to be if they've got to come. But I'm still against this unequivocally because you can't take in this whole refugee thing is a misnomer, too. I mean, they're invaders, not these people specifically, but the people pouring into Europe. You can't take in everybody from every war zone in the country, in the world every time a conflict breaks out. There's just not enough room. There really is finite living space. I mean, not everybody in the world can live in America. And if they do, the America that we know forever is changed and altered. We have a birthright here. It's our inheritance, and we ought to have the authority to do with what our ancestors gifted us as we wish, and not let others make that decision for us. And I would say that about any country wishing to preserve its unique cultural heritage and identity.
Well, and it's a matter of money and how fast you can assimilate. It's also a problem where there are genuine concerns about Christians and their persecutions. The problem is, how do you know when these people are faking Christianity? How do you know they're not really Al-Qaeda or who knows what
terrorists mixed in? The first 100 live in his backyard.
Well, the thing that he says they're doing is that, and I hardly ever listen to Glenn Beck, but yesterday I was on the road where, there's basically nothing else to listen to. And so I did hear, his words. It's kind of like when Miranda Blue listens to our actual words, and of course you might have a different take on them after that. But in his case, he's saying that that's why we've got these guys over there. They're checking them out to make sure they're really, as they
say. So Glenn's working
with
the CIA.
Well, apparently.
Well, former CIA.
Former CIA guys. Yeah.
I think he's someone who smuggles illegal immigrants into the United States. Is what I think. He's a coyote. All right, I wanted to get to this hour, but we're not going to make it. We'll do it next show. But there's a Long Island man. He's a blind dude, and he's like a bowling expert, huh, Kurt?
That's correct, Sam, and I just figured you'd really enjoy that story.
Yeah, we'll talk about that guy tomorrow. I want to get into the details.
It's kind of
cool. He certainly is. Maybe he ought to be Trump's running mate, huh? Striking folks out. All right, just saying. Watch the debate tonight. I predict some fireworks between Carly and Donald. Most everybody else will be sidelined. Ben Carson will get a little bit of blip for two. And by the way, Trump in his speech was very kind to Ted Cruz and Ben Carson both, just so you know. He trashed Bush and Clinton and, he kind of mocked Carly a little bit. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.